snap is back from the 20. Hit hard by Baia. Down he goes. Snap. Pocket's closing. They hit him and down he goes. Sacked on the play. Tight pocket. Down he goes. They wrap him up and bring him down. And Paya's got his fourth sack of the season.
I grew up playing rugby and, I was always good in school and things like that. And I think the most important thing was just being disciplined. When you come from Tonga to here, there's a lot of opportunities here in America. And it's how disciplined you are, going to school, do the right thing, do your homework, training, eat the right thing. Be able to do the right thing will earn you a scholarship and, you move forward.
Growing up with rugby, your dream was to play for the All Blacks and position eight, which you need to explain to everybody who doesn't know the game, but that's with the ball in your hand. So you wanted to run with the ball. That was your dream, right?
Yes, that was my my dream growing up. Just like any other kids growing up, watching football, they wanted to play quarterback, running back. And for me, for rugby, I wanted to run the ball. And I first moved here, it's funny because I kept, thinking that they're going to give me the ball. But when I moved here, I was one of the biggest guys in high school. So they put me in O-line and D-line. So that's when I started to, adapt to more D-line because you got to use your athletic ability. And
well, if the ball's on the ground and you're scooping it up, look out, right? You know what to do with it.
High and tight and just run through whoever's in front of me.
How big a thrill was it for you to go to Soldier Field to watch the All Blacks and meet some of the fellas?
Well, that was my first time watching the All Blacks live. I've been watching them on TV, listening on the radio, and I'll be able to watch them live in my own home stadium here in Chicago was just an honor and a blessing. So it was great because I get to spend time with my family watching that.